Domestic violence protection under UAE law, legal remedies, and court orders available. Domestic violence is often misunderstood as a private family issue. Under UAE law, however, it is treated as a serious legal matter that may require urgent intervention, protection measures, criminal proceedings, and family court orders. The current legal framework reflects a clear shift towards protecting victims at an early stage, rather than waiting until the harm becomes more serious or permanent. The main legislation is Federal Decree Law No. 13 of 2024 on the Protection Against Domestic Violence. This law replaced the earlier 2019 law and introduced a wider and more practical protection system. It does not limit domestic violence to physical assault only. It also covers psychological harm, sexual harm, economic harm, threats, neglect, and exploitation within a family relationship. This is important because domestic violence is not always visible. In many cases, the abuse may involve intimidation, control of money, isolation, verbal threats, pressure, humiliation, or preventing a person from living safely and independently. The law recognizes that these actions can be just as damaging as physical abuse when they are committed by a family member and exceed the boundaries of lawful authority, guardianship, or responsibility. Who is protected under the law? The protection under the law applies within the family relationship. This includes spouses, children, relatives by blood or marriage, persons connected through custody, guardianship, or legal responsibility, and other family relationships recognized under the law. In practice, this means that protection is not limited to a wife or husband only. It may also apply to children, elderly family members, people of determination, and other vulnerable persons within the household. The UAE Family Protection Policy also supports this approach by recognizing several forms of domestic abuse, including physical, verbal, psychological, sexual, economic abuse, and neglect. This wider understanding is important because victims may sometimes hesitate to report abuse if there is no visible injury. The law makes it clear that harm can exist in different forms. Reporting domestic violence. One of the first remedies available is reporting the incident to the relevant authority. The victim has the right to report domestic violence. However, the law goes further and places a duty on any person who becomes aware of domestic violence to report it promptly. This can include family members, medical staff, teachers, social workers, psychologists, sports professionals, and other members of the community. Where the violence is physical or sexual, the matter should be reported to the police station so that the necessary legal procedures can begin. Reports may also be received by the ministry, the competent local authority, or social support centers. These bodies are expected to take practical steps once a report is received, rather than treating the report as a purely administrative complaint. The law also protects the identity of the person reporting domestic violence. The identity of the reporter should not be disclosed unless required by judicial procedures. This protection is significant because many people avoid reporting abuse out of fear of retaliation, family pressure, or social consequences. Immediate protection measures. After receiving a report, the relevant authority or social support center must record the report and take necessary measures to protect the victim. These measures may include placing the victim in a shelter or with a relative if needed. The authority may also listen to the parties and witnesses in a private and suitable environment, document statements, refer the victim to a healthcare facility, and arrange for a medical report. If children are involved, a child protection specialist may be engaged. This is especially important where the child is either the direct victim or a witness to violence in the home. Domestic violence cases involving children are not treated only as disputes between adults, because the safety and psychological well-being of the child must also be considered. Restraining orders. One of the most important legal remedies under the 2024 law is the restraining order. This is the main protective court order available in domestic violence matters. A restraining order may be issued by the public prosecution or by the competent court. The public prosecution may issue a restraining order on its own initiative based on a request from the victim, the ministry, the competent authority, or the social support center. This gives the victim a route to urgent protection before the case reaches a final judgment. A restraining order issued by the public prosecution may last for up to 30 days. It can also be extended for two similar periods. If further protection is needed after that period, the extension must be considered by the competent court. The court may extend the order for a period not exceeding 6 months or until the judgment becomes final. The competent court may also issue a restraining order during a criminal case if it finds evidence of domestic violence. This order may last for up to 6 months or until the judgment becomes final. After the final judgment, the court may extend the order for up to 12 months if necessary, upon the request of the public prosecution or the victim. The request for a restraining order is exempt from court fees, which makes it more accessible for victims who may already be facing financial control or hardship. What can a restraining order include? A restraining order can include several protective measures, depending on the facts of the case. The public prosecution, or court, may prohibit the offender from contacting the victim by any means. This may cover phone calls, messages, emails, social media contact, or indirect communication through other persons. The order may also prevent the offender from approaching certain places, such as the victim's residence, workplace, school, or any other location stated in the order. The authority issuing the order may specify the distance and time restrictions required for the protection of the victim. The victim may also be referred, with their consent, to a shelter, a relative's home, or another safe location. This is particularly useful where remaining in the family home is unsafe, or where the victim has no immediate place to go. The court or public prosecution may also order the offender to provide necessary financial support to the victim and pay medical expenses resulting from the domestic violence. This is a practical remedy because many victims are financially dependent on the offender or may require urgent medical treatment after the incident. The order may also prevent harm to the victim's interests, property, and personal belongings. In addition, the offender may be required to attend social or psychological counseling sessions. The law also allows any other measure that the public prosecution or court considers necessary to protect the victim, witnesses, or any family member at risk. Shelter and support services. The law recognizes that protection is not only about criminal punishment. Victims may need shelter, counseling, medical support, and legal assistance. Shelters may receive victims referred by the ministry, the competent authority, the public prosecution, or the court. Shelters are required to record the case, provide necessary care, prepare suitable intervention plans, and make sure discussions take place in a private and safe environment. They may also provide social and psychological counseling, rehabilitation services, and legal assistance when needed. Emergency shelter may be used where the offender is caught committing domestic violence, where a restraining order has been violated, or where the situation requires urgent protection. The referral must be presented to the public prosecution immediately, and the public prosecution must decide whether to continue, cancel, or modify the measure within 24 hours. Criminal remedies and penalties. Domestic violence may also result in criminal liability. Under the 2024 law, a person who commits domestic violence may be punished with imprisonment and a fine not exceeding 50,000 United Arab Emirates dirhams, or either of these penalties. The law also treats certain circumstances as aggravating. This includes cases where the victim is a parent, an ascendant of the offender, a person over 60 years old, a pregnant woman, a child, a person with disabilities, or a legally incapacitated person. It is also aggravating if the offender commits domestic violence again within 1 year of the previous act. In addition to punishment, the court must order the offender to attend rehabilitation courses against violence at specialized centers. This is a useful development because the law is not only focused on punishment after harm occurs, it also tries to reduce the risk of repeated violence. A person who fails to report domestic violence after becoming aware of it, or who submits a false or malicious report, may also face a fine. A person who violates a restraining order may face imprisonment and a fine. If the violation involves violence or coercion, the penalty becomes more serious. The law also protects confidentiality. anyone who discloses confidential information relating to a domestic violence case or reveals the identity of the victim may face imprisonment and a fine. The law also criminalizes the use of force or threats against a victim to make them withdraw their report. Family court remedies. Domestic violence may also affect family proceedings. Depending on the facts, a victim may have remedies before the personal status court or the applicable family court. These remedies may include divorce, separation, alimony, custody, visitation arrangements, housing, child maintenance, medical expenses, school fees, and other related family claims. Under the updated personal status law, alimony includes basic needs such as food, clothing, housing, medical treatment, and education. In cases involving children, the court considers the best interests of the child when deciding custody and visitation issues. This means that where domestic violence affects the welfare or safety of the child, it may become relevant to custody, visitation, and travel-related orders. For example, a parent may request that visitation take place in a safer arrangement, that a child's documents be handled in a specific way, or that the court consider the risk of harm when deciding custody. These remedies are separate from the criminal case, but both tracks may be important depending on the circumstances. Reconciliation. The 2024 law allows family reconciliation in domestic violence cases, but only where both parties or their legal representatives agree. Reconciliation must be handled formally, with proper documentation and the involvement of a social worker. If the victim is a child protection specialist must also be present. However, reconciliation is not available where the act amounts to a felony. In such cases, the matter must be referred to the public prosecution for the necessary legal action. This is important because reconciliation should not be used to pressure a victim into silence or to avoid accountability in serious cases. Conclusion. The UAE legal framework now provides a stronger and more practical protection system for domestic violence cases. The remedies available include reporting mechanisms, police intervention, medical referral, shelter, restraining orders, financial and medical support, counseling, criminal prosecution, and family court orders. The most important feature of the 2024 law is that it gives the authorities and the courts tools to act early. A victim does not necessarily have to wait for a final criminal judgment before seeking protection. The public prosecution and the competent court can issue restraining orders, restrict contact, create distance from the offender, arrange safe shelter, and require financial support where appropriate. Domestic violence cases should therefore be treated with urgency, privacy, and care. The law aims to protect the victim, preserve family safety where possible, and hold offenders accountable where the conduct crosses into criminal or harmful behavior.